We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We had Machlokes Reichen and Mishlokes, if Hesach Hadas, when you stop thinking of and watching your Shumo or your Kachim, is it a Psul HaGuf? It means it's an Etzem Psul, that something Hesach Hadas is possible, or it's a Suffolk, maybe it became Tamim. So Rav Yechon holds it's a Suffolk if it became Tamim, and Mishlokes holds it's a Psul HaGuf. Eisvei, we're going to ask another question. It says in the Braisa, Nitma Oishinifsal HaBasa. What's the halacha if you have a carbon, you shechted it, and before you had a chance to make zrika, something happened to the basar? Now, the basar we know is not ma'akev, really, the kapara of a carbon. The kapara of a carbon is the ikka of the zrika. It's a mitzvah to eat the basar, but the ikka kapara happens always from a zrika. So what happens if Nitma Oishinifsal HaBasa, the basar became tamei or became pasal? We'll see what pasal means in a second. Or if the basa went out of the Beis HaMikdash, it became psul yoytze. Rabbi Eliezer Aimi Yisrael, he continued doing the carbon. Why? Because he holds that the basa is not ma'akiv the dam. There's a klal, ein basa ein dam, or you don't have ein basa ein dam. See, he doesn't hold ein basa ein dam. He holds yikvizayrik the carbon, even though there's no basa. The basa became tamid. Rabbi Shua Aimi Eloi Yisrael, you cannot do zrika because you need the basa to be kosher in order to make zrika. Umoide Rabbi Yeshua holds that Inal Rabbi Zarek agrees. Shim Zarek, if you did it, hurts, so it works because you have the tzitz. You have the tzitz, and that will be meratza on basa tamei. And even on yoytze, since the basa be'etzem is here, it's not mamash psul, so it works. So the question is, what's this middle thing? What's nifsal habasa? What's that case? My nifsal. Lav, are we talking about Hesach Hadas? The problem is Hesach Hadas. And it says that you have Ritzah Tzitz. You have Bishlam Psul Tumah. If you learn Hesach Hadas as a type of Psul Tumah, Hainu Mishkacha Slodim Ratzah Tzitz, then you understand that there's Ritzah Tzitz, because Ritzah Tzitz always comes for Tumah. Eliyam is Psul Gufa. If you learn Psul Gufa, it's like Piggle or something. Am I hurt to Tzitz? Tzitz doesn't work for that. Am I hurt to Tzitz? Doesn't work for that. Or, I mean, more than tzitz doesn't work for that. Nothing works for that. It's not hortzah. It's like Rashi speaks out. If it's a psul like a pig, a psul a goof, you're stuck. So that's a kasha l'chara. What's going on? If you learn that it's a psul of Hesach Hadas, the Safak Tomah, you understand, then that's why we're saying that has hortzah. But if you learn the psul a goof, why hortzah? And for the Gemara, my nifsa, nifsa tol yoyim. It became possible tol yoyim. It's a type of tumma. Yach, hainu tumma. It's the first case of tumma. You have more trey gabni tumma. There's two type of tumma. So, hakaponim, we are learning that it's psul tol yoyim, and therefore it's not a psul a goof, and that's why I have reached its tzitz. Frank the Mashah, Taisa said before, anytime I throw something away, let's say, it becomes Hesach Hadas. It won't be Hesach Hadas. It becomes Psul HaGuf on it. So then it shouldn't work. The Zrika's dam. It shouldn't work. Hurts. It shouldn't work. So Taisa says, Amar D'Yechidah. Says, a Hesach Hadas that comes from Tumah, it's like Tumah, and Tzitz will work for that. A Hesach Hadas, a Psul HaGuf that comes from Tumah, will have Ritzah Tzitz on that. Interesting, Mashah. That's one Ha'ara. The other Ha'ara is, just you have to speak out, the Gemara said, that if Hesach Hadas was a Psul Tumah, it would be good, this Braisa. Why is that also called Trey Gavni, two type of Tumah? Why is that Hainu Tameh also? Whereas if it's told you, I'm Hainu Tameh. And if we, Hesach Das of Safak Tumah, wasn't be Hainu Tameh, Terence says it must not be, it must be a Safak Tumah, must be different, that would be the Chiddush. On Kaponim, that's we're done with the Machlekes, Yerichon and Mishlokes, about if Hesach Das is a Shaila Psula Guf or Safak Tumah. We have to go back to that Mishnah that says that if you plant chuma, the tamaya, it says you're not allowed to eat it. And we had a pshat, we had a problem. What's pshat? We tried to say one pshat is also zarm, says pashut. Also the kahanim, we said, why is it also the kahanim if you learn that it's psul tumma? So Gemara says, now, kisalak Ravim, omro shmaitz kredi av yirmiya. When Ravim came, he said over this whole discussion of asur melechel, he said it over to Rav Yirmiya. Omar, Rav Yirmiya said, bavloi tipshoi, the foolish Babylonians, because the Yasav Arda Chashucha, because they live in a dark land, the Babylonian Babel is in the valley, and Ritu Shmaitzi Vachashchu, they say these dark things, these cloudy things. The Chor Kash doesn't stop. Why it's us to eat? You know why it's us to eat? The Gemara doesn't say it's us to eat because it's a Maila Osu Bechuma. Loi Shmilichu Hod Rav Shim Malakish, the Mishmed Rav Eishiah. You never heard this memo from Rav Eishiah? The halacha is, Meachag, which is they used to on Sukkot every day they make nisach hamayim. They got water from a special spring called the Mei Shaluach, I think it was, and they used to pour mayim onto the mizbeach. Now, what happens if that water became tameh on Shabbos, on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed? It's not a big deal. You go get more water, but on Shabbos, you can't carry water from the shaluach because it's us to carry, and it's also a big tircha to use the well that was called the Bar Hagadol. It used to have a gilgal like to bring up the water. It was too hard. It was too much tircha on Shabbos. So what's the eitz on Shabbos if the Mei HaChag, the water from the Yom Tov of Sukkos, becomes tummy? What's the eitz? The Mei HaChag Shnitvu Hashikon. What you do is do Hashaka. You attach it to the stream that went through the Beis HaMikdash. The stream of water went through Beis HaMikdash, and you attach it to the stream. It's called Hashaka. If you attach water to a water source, the halacha is it becomes tahar. So Mei HaChag Shnitvu Hashikon HaChag Tishon. If you first did Hashaka, then you makdish the water to Hiram, then it's good, you can use it. But if Kedishon, if it already was Kaddish's water, the Achach Shikah, then even Hashaka is Tameyim. Mechdi, Freitimar, what's the difference? Zriya Ninu, it's called Zriya. When you attach water to something in the Chubar, it's called Zriya. Mali Hashikah, Mali Kedishon, what's the difference if you did Hashaka first, and then you Makdish it? Mali Kedishon, if you Makdish it first, Achach Shikah. If Hashaka works within Zriya, then because I attach water to the source, it becomes Tar, I don't care if it was Hekdash first, Hekdash second, what's the difference? Alma. We see from here, that's a milo, we say, ain zriya la hektish. Once something hektish ready, you can't make zriya. That's a milo bakachim. Hachinami, by chum also, even though planting helps it make it tahar, it's like a mikvah, makes it tahar, ain zriya la chuma. Lamaisa, there's no heter of making chuma temeya, mutter, ade zriya, because a milo also with chuma. That's the pshat in the Mishnah Amar Aleph. Yosef Rav Dimi become la shmaitza. So Rav Dimi said over the Shmaitza about Maila Osu Vachuma, Maila Osu Vahekdesh. And he had a shayla about it. He wasn't sure how fight you take this Maila. Omle Abaya. Hekdeshim Mekli Kama. So now every time you have something Hekdesh in the Beis HaMikdash, there's two levels. You first make it Hekdesh, Bepeh, a lot of times. And then it belongs to the mominus, to the coffers of the Beis HaMikdash. Then you put it into a Keli. Then it gets Kedusha Guf. It's a higher level of Kedusha. For example, once something is a goof, you can't be paided, you can't redeem it anymore. If something is a pet, you could redeem it. It's one of the examples. So when we're saying you have this milo, what level was it on? Of course, when it's level of a goof in a keli, we know that there has the milo. What about kedusha pes? Have a milo there also? That's the Gemara's question. Omer abayik, you should be klik peh, but if you just stick kedusha peh, over a bottom milo, there's no milo. Or dilma peh nami over a bottom milo. Or maybe even kedusha peh is also a milo. Amalei, so he said, I hear your shayla, but luzula shemati. I didn't hear exact halacha by this milo also with because from a chuma, but I heard a similar thing. Dom rav avol rav yechnam, anovim shenitmu, grapes that became tame, darchon, and then you squeezed out the juice, and for some reason it didn't become tame. We'll see why soon. If you remember yesterday's blot, you would know why. Darchon, you squeezed it. Va'achakach, afterwards you makdash the wine. Va'achakach dishon, you makdash the wine to hire. Then it's good because you squeezed it out before the hektish. But hektishon, if you first makdash the grapes, the achach darchon, then you squeezed it out, darchon, then it's tamei. Then the halacha is, as a maila, it's tamei. Now think about it. Anovim, is it possible to hektish a guf anovim? No, because only thing that usually a guf is only something that's royu for the mizbeach, puts in the klisharis. Anovim, not royu mizbeach, only the wine is. Frank the Gemara, Anovim, the Jesus Penin, who after the Hokka of Rabban Amayla, still Rabban Amin Amayla, and said that Anovim, Shenitmu, yeah, even though it's not Tomei, you're not allowed to use it. Rav Yosef, that's not a Raya. Why? Anovim Kamrit? Hokka, we're talking about Anovim Shal Truma, Askinon. Here we're talking about something coming Tomei, talking about if it was Truma before, it's Tomei, because Truma is a case where Anovim could be Jesus Aguf. Truma is Be'etzim Kedusha. And over shall Truma is Kinnan. The Kedusha Pad to do who? The Kedusha's Pad of Truma is Kedusha's Kli Dami. It's Kedusha's Aguf. It's Be'etzim. You can't redeem it anymore. Avahani, the Bayi Kli, those things that need a Kli, Be'pel, over Mawala. Maybe they didn't make a Mawala. Maybe they're not a Raya. It's not a Raya in this case. But the Gemara is going to now just take a break to explain this din of Darchon. We said over here, you had a Novim. So it said, if it was, unless it wasn't Truma yet, it wasn't Hektish yet, and you squeezed it, then the wine could be used, and it's tar. But if you squeeze it after it's kadosh, then it's mailo also. Well, what does it say? If you didn't wear makdash it, it's tar. Why is it tar? That's maybe the Gemara's question. Darkon vafil tuva, must be a lot of grapes. How can you squeeze a lot of grapes out of tummy and think that the wine is tahar? But Amar Rabbi Yechanan, anavim shenitmu, anavim became tummy. The only eitz is to do it less than a kebaya, because if not, the anavim will make the mashka tummy. We said, why doesn't the mashka come tummy? Because the man is mishka mifka pekidis, like India. But it's not part of the anavim. But when it comes out, you come tummy for anavim, you need less than a kebaya. But Amar Rabbi Yechanan, anavim shenitmu, darkon pachas, pachas be kebaya. So here is mashka, even a lot. You need pachas kebaya. So Bayah say, Machinami, Pachas, Pachas, Kabayah. Here's just the one less than a Bayah. That was the case, and that's why it's not a problem of Tumah. That's one teretz. But Bayah say, Hasam, we need less than a Bayah, is that the Novim were a Sheni. If the Novim are a Sheni, so it can make a Shlishi, makes the wine to a Shlishi, which is possible for Tumah. Masha'inkain, here, the Tumah of the Novim was a Shlishi. And how is it possible to have a Shlishi over here? We're not talking about Tumah here, we're talking about. Because here there was this sort of kaid mekdesh. I'm not talking about chuma here. So what was the case shlishi? So Rashi says it was a novim shenasu al taharis chuma. It could be a shlishi. But you say mahasam there the nagul lo marisha and have the sheni that novim were a sheni and that novim therefore the grapes are making the mask into shlishi. Hacha the nagul sheni the grapes touch the sheni. The havel shlishi is only a shlishi. A shlishi can't make a revi. And how is what's talking about? It's talking about novim shenasu with kedushas chuma. It was made in the level of Tyrus Truma, that's what it passes to say Shlishi over there. Bakapanim, there the wine will be not Tamei. So I'm a Rava. Rava now is going to bring a Raya. According to Rashi, Afanam and Tanina is going to bring a Raya that even by Kedushas Peh, you will have a Mila. A Mila of Kachim, Mila of Truma. I'm a Rava, Afanam and Tanina, not by Truma, it's always Kedushas Guf, you have a Mila of Kachim. You got to share Rashi later on. I'm a Rava, Afanam and Tanina. It says in the pasuk regarding mechatas, which is the para aduma water, which sounds like it sounds like you have to take the keli you can make the mechatas in, you have to take the water straight from the source. You don't take a keli in between to bring water from the source to here. The source should be going straight into the keli. And then the lashon v'nosan doesn't sound like that. V'nosan alav mayim chayim keli sounds like I'm a tlushin in it. Sounds like I pour water into it. It's a shtikla stira. V'ha mechabar minu. Where Rashi learns is chiusim akli sounds like mechabarim. So what's the pshat? Ela maila. It must be the pasuk is just saying is that there's a maila. It's a smachta. It's a maila there abarim to have chiusim akli. But okay, then you don't need it. Hachinai maila. You also has a maila. Okay, so what's the raya? So you see, there's a maila by that you do the chiyusim elaklis by mechata. So why is the raya that you just peh also has a maila? Zok the ginza Yosef. The pshat is that really mechatas doesn't ever get a kushus haguf. And milu l'shem chatas, that's keilu kushus peh. And we're seeing there we made a maila, so it must be that kushus peh also has a maila. And Rashi, the Masa Hakanai Maila says a lashon Hakanai Maila ba'amhu the ain zuriya l'truma v'asum l'achal. So it's a little shvach because we're bringing a raya that Maila got Kedushas Peh before we said truma is like Kedushas Guf. So there are much of this Rashi. Like upon him, we see from here according to Rashi that even with Kedushas Peh you have a Maila. So the Gemara is bringing up two more rayas that you see bichlal min haTorah already that there's such thing as milas in different things. Milas to truma, milas to kachim. We also know from a brisa and it's Makaris in the Psukim that there's different milas in Kachim itself. Because the halacha is, if someone was Tameh and then Taval, he went to the mikvah of Allah and he came up. The halacha is, you right away let it eat Maisa Sheni. Oichel Maisa, you let it eat Maisa Sheni right away. Even though it has Sunday to Kedusha Maisa Sheni, it has to be eaten in Shulayim. Still, like eat it. Harav Shimshon, if he already became Shkia, night already. Oichel v'tshuma, get tshuma ready. V'tshuma in v'kachim lo. He's mechusrei kapara. He can't eat kachim. Amai tarhu elamayla. It's a mayla deraisa. Hakanami mayla. It's also a mayla. Talking about someone who's like a zav. A zav. He lets us bring carbon. They can't eat kachim until they bring the carbon. Either tar. It is a mayla. So you find even minat taira that kachim sometimes have a mayla and tshuma has a mayla of a maysa. Sheni. Amar Ravashi. Another example of maylas. Avanam tanina v'habasar. It says in the pasuk that Vahabazar took my kachim, so the rabbis is that eats him the firewood in the base of Mikdash. They use them as bech, but Levoina and the spices become tamei, and they have a din of tumah. Freit the Gemara, eats him Levoina b'nei, they're not food, how do they become tamei? So we're still marik ma'abasa. Ela milos. You see, in that Torah, there's milos to catch him. That even the eitzim levayim become tame. Hachinami, here also milos. So here also saying there's a milah. Like upon him, we're saying this idea of milah, and that was found in the Mishnah of Trumah. Why? When you plant the Trumah Tameh, you can't eat it. It is a milah also be Trumah.